It's the Mornings with Ed show, 8:30 the time. A very good morning to you. We are glad you're here. It's Friday, and not just the beginning of the weekend. It's the end of the week, man. So we're taking care of business here at the end of the week. And part of that is I'm honored to have from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Paula Hornbuckle Arnold in studio with us. We're going to have a little chamber chat. We're going to talk about the stuff going on in town. I've also got Don Knepper. Don Knepper.
Yes.
And I've been mispronouncing it all morning long, and I apologize for that. Don's a board member of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, as well as a chamber member. And also you're involved with Buchalter Law, Labor and Employment Law Firm.
That's right.
You're an expert in all things law.
Some days better than others, okay. I guess.
and in employment law in particular. So I want to ask you a little bit later on. We'll talk about the Warren Act, maybe the Age Discrimination and Employment Act and things like that.
Okay.
But we've got a seminar coming up pretty soon,
yes.
Right? So it's a sexual harassment seminar?
Yes.
Can you tell me about it a little bit?
Sure, definitely. Okay. So next Tuesday at 7:30 in the morning at the Boys and Girls Club, we're going to be offering a sexual harassment seminar. And I really encourage local businesses to listen up. If you've got five or more employees at your business, starting January 1, 2021, you have an obligation to provide sexual harassment training to supervisors and employees.
Okay.
And so we're going to be doing the first hour for employees and supervisors, and then the second hour will be for supervisors because they need 2 hours and employees just need one.
Okay, so the seminar itself, all employers that have more than five employees,
that's right,
have to have this done before January of 2021.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and what's the penalty if they're late or they don't? Is there a penalty for these employers?
There is a penalty. You could be pursued by the Department of Fair Employment Housing.
Okay,
but in addition to that, to the extent you're ever sued for sexual harassment, that would be something that would be thrown out as a failure to take preventative measures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, a good idea, no matter what. We took a little training seminar here, and we did it by computer. Does that qualify?
Yeah, that qualifies. Okay. But I always tell people there's no replacement for live. You know, I try to make it funny,
right,
and interactive, and I use stories from cases I've handled over the years that I've been doing this, because I always say you can't make this blank up. So,
right. Okay. Now, Paula, thank you for coming in as well today.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay. Now, you've known each other for quite some time here.
I believe we met 9 years ago or so.
Right. In case our listeners don't know, Paula's also, she's obviously the president of the Chamber of Commerce. Am I using the term correctly? Executive director.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You served 10 years on the board of directors for the Laguna Beach Boys and Girls Club.
I have.
Did you meet there?
We did.
Okay.
Don's husband was a board member.
Okay. And I said this before, the last time we spoke, that, and I've followed you. I've followed what you've done, and everything you've done, you've left better than you found it. Everywhere you've been, you've left better than you found it. And it appears that the same is happening with our Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Ed. We are definitely making strides in the right direction.
Right.
I will second that. I was part of the people who helped hire Paula, and I must say we did a damn good job.
So Don Peacock's really about that all the time.
I'm like, that's the one major contribution I have. I helped hire Paula.
Well, I'll tell you what. For me, the very first duty of a chamber in any city is promoting the community.
Right.
And that's what you do.
And we're doing it quite well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So what do we have coming up? What are the things important that we're going to be talking about here?
Well, of course, we have the sexual harassment training seminar, which is vitally important to our community.
Right.
We also have we have a couple ribbon cuttings next week for one fairly new business, another business relocation.
Okay.
But some of the other big things we have is we're intimately involved with Small Business Saturday, which is where we engage the entire retail community in our city to put out a sidewalk sale or something of that nature, just to get our locals, and our tourists, but mainly our locals down into the city to do some of their Christmas shopping.
Okay.
And then, of course, we do hospitality night. That's
yes.
The city of Laguna Beach is one of our partners.
Right.
So with the city and the chamber, we put on hospitality night. We're just very busy at the chamber for a two-person staff.
You have a magnificent staff.
I do.
And yeah, let's give her some love right now.
Ashley Von Graham is the best hire ever.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
She is, and I said this to you prior, she's the glue that kind of holds us all together.
Right.
And she loves her job. I love her.
Right.
We're a great team.
I got to be honest with you. We worked closely together during the taste and quality shows. quality shows. Yeah. It really does.
Thank you.
Good job. And a good hire. A great hire. Yeah. So the seminar, the sexual harassment seminar takes place at the Boys and Girls Club in Laguna Beach?
It is. It's upstairs in the community room. And they're also good community partners. They allow us to have the room for free.
Okay.
Yeah,
and so we're pricing it out the same as what you would for the computer training. So it's like, as long as you can make the time, send your people down. My intention is to try and do maybe one or two more of these next year.
Okay.
Because I recognize not everybody's going to be able to make it, you know, on the one particular day. But definitely, if you're listening, get your people out there because they're going to need it. And this is going to be a whole lot more fun and entertaining than doing the computer training.
We'll also entertain the idea of doing a morning 7:30 a.m. one and potentially a noon to, you know, 2:30 one. Because some of the feedback we've received is 7:30 is a little early for some of these, especially the restaurant business.
Right.
You know, their employees don't start work until 3 or 4 in the afternoon oftentimes. So we're going to entertain that idea as well.
Yeah. When I was in the restaurant business, I wasn't even up until noon.
Exactly.
So yeah, exactly. You work late nights and you get home late. That's a good idea. So the fee is $30 for employees and $50 for supervisors, but you get a $5 discount if you're a chamber member.
Yes.
All right. Chamber member.
So they can sign up through the chamber.
They can.
Where do they go?
www.LagunaBeachChamber.org and it's right there on the homepage. Just click the button.
Okay. And John, let me ask you this, a side question, because you represent companies. I guess the most important thing in representing a company is preventing litigation.
That's right. I always say that I'm a bleeding heart. So I love, you know, often causes. I can certainly appreciate how hard it is for people to make a claim. But I always like to think that I'm working with businesses to do the right thing.
Right.
And so to make sure that they do the right thing by their employees.
Okay. And now, as you watch the news and things that are happening and sexual harassment cases that are going forward, do you sometimes just shake your head and go, my God, this guy or this business could not have been dumber? That happens a lot.
I watch it a lot. And I did a bunch of presentations last year in the wake of the Me Too movement.
Okay.
And I have a personal... I have a personal passion for that. Okay. I just think it is unfortunate that businesses have gotten to that juncture.
Right.
And I feel it is unfortunate that a lot of people have felt that they've not had a voice to be able to speak up.
Right.
And so I try to make sure, as part of these training seminars, like the one I'm doing next week, to make sure people understand, hey, if you have a problem, make sure you say something. And then also, if you see something, say something.
Right.
I mean, that applies so much in our community with all the things that are happening. But if people also speak up on behalf of others of what they're seeing, maybe it wouldn't have exploded the way that it did.
Right. So are you finding that in the workplace, the most common thing is silence? The most common deterrent is silence?
People are scared.
Yeah.
People are scared to say something because they feel like they're going to be treated differently. And I can appreciate how hard it is.
Right.
But it's important because if you don't speak up, that'll be the only way you can affect change.
Okay. Now, let's say I'm an employer. I have a business of 40 people. And I ask you to come in and give us advice. Essentially the same seminar. What I'd be looking for is that kind of seminar that we're going to be seeing on October 22nd.
That's right. I actually have been doing that quite a bit as well to individual clients and going to their sites and doing similar training. So I have, for some clients, I do skits involving hot dogs. So let's just leave it that way.
Okay.
real cases. I mean, I always say you literally can't make this.
Right. You can't make this stuff up. Yeah.
You just really can't.
So not only do you provide advice to employers concerning the litigation avoidance, but you also talk about wage and hour laws, leaves of absence, mass firings,
stuff like that. Funny enough, next Tuesday, I'm going to be a busy girl. I'm giving a webinar at my firm, Buckalter, on independent contractors.
Okay.
That's been a big issue that's also come out in the last month.
Okay.
Governor Newsom signed a piece of legislation, AB5, which now memorializes a Supreme Court case that had come down last year called Dynamics. And it really just limits the ability to use independent contractors. So I've been telling people, if you use independent contractors, you've got to properly advise yourself because the ability to use them is much more narrow. And the repercussions of getting sued for a claim like that, it's a 4-year statute of limitations. So even for a small business, I've helped small businesses here in Laguna that have had misclassification issues. And if you're misclassified, and you have a group of people, it can be really harmful to the business.
Oh, that's important.
Yeah.
That really is.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what the WARN Act is?
Oh, God. It's the it's a law that relates to businesses of over the 50 employees, it's a federal law.
Okay.
And it's certain notices that they have to give for plant closings as well as mass layoffs. So I've helped big businesses that have a number of employees, let's say that there's been an acquisition and they're having to lay off a number of different employees. So there's certain notices that you have to give. And if you don't give it within a statutory period of time, you can be sued for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I help people with that as well. But it's really not applicable for most of our businesses here in Laguna.
Right.
But I always try to flag stuff for people that is important. And so another thing that just came out in the last week was another law that came down by Governor Newsom on arbitration.
Okay.
So if you're using arbitration agreements effective January 1 in like 2 months, if you are requiring employees to sign an arbitration agreement, it could be a misdemeanor. So you can no longer in the state of California require someone as a condition of employment to sign an arbitration agreement. And the statistic is over 80% of all employees in the United States are subjected to an arbitration agreement. So that's pretty significant.
It is huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. So essentially that's what happened when the unions in Las Vegas eliminated that. So there was once the union moves into Las Vegas, they eliminated the arbitration process.
Yeah,
am I crazy?
Right.
Or is that,
that's right.
Is that kind of what's happening here?
Yeah, California, Governor Newsom has really taken an approach of employee rights.
Okay.
And I know I have a lot of colleagues who have been grousing about the fact of bad news, but you know what? The way I see it is, number one, it's job security for me. I'm like, dude, it's never ended. And number two, I think California is the most progressive state in the country. And so we're going to start seeing what happens here is going to spread across the nation. The other thing Governor Newsom signed last week was a law that expands the ability to file a charge of discrimination. Historically, you could only do a 1-year look back. It's now going to be 3 years. I mean, that's transformational.
Right.
And there's no other state in the United States that under federal law, it's 300 days. So now we're going to be 3 times the federal standard of a look back of a claim for harassment or discrimination.
Wow.
So
it's pretty
big.
Yeah.
In the employment world, it's pretty big.
And it's fairly it's fairly progressive.
Incredibly progressive.
Allow me.
Know your lawyer.
Well, I know. This is what we all get excited about. But it's transformational, really. And so other things that are on the horizon is new laws related to paid family leave. Governor Newsom has a mandate that he's supposed to be looking at expanding paid family leave for up to 6 months. I mean, imagine.
Yeah.
That's big.
That is huge.
That's a mandate.
That's huge.
So we'll see.
Can you tell me the difference between the Age Discrimination and Employment Act and the Older Workers Benefit Protection Act? Is there a difference in those two?
They work hand in hand.
Okay.
And so essentially, if you settle a claim for somebody who's over the age of 40, I always say it's like when you turn 40, there's a present that you weren't expecting, which is you have special protections under the ADEA. So happy birthday. So it means that you have to give certain notices to resolve a claim. So you have to have a window of time to consider the agreement, 21 days, and you have 7 days to revoke it. So anytime I settle a case, I have to look to see how old someone is to make sure I include that necessary information.
Okay.
So those are, and it also gives other statutory protections for discrimination against people who are over the age of 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know the people that are listening right now are going, man, I got to get in touch with her. How do people get in touch with you? How do we find
you? Well, I'm with a law firm called Buckalter.
Okay.
But you can also find me on the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce website because I am on the board. Very proud member. I'm one of the longest standing members
on the board. I understand you brought Paula along.
And I helped bring Paula along. So yeah, I have to say of all the years I've been on the chamber board, this has just been a really magical year.
Yeah.
It really has. And I mean, we've got a great group. It's just been a lot of fun.
All the years I've lived here, I've been here 20 plus years, 25, 26 years now. This is as good as it gets. I know, and I'm not blowing smoke in your face,
no,
Paula.
No, no.
This is really, it's a tight, well-organized machine.
We feel it too, Ed. Yeah. It's not, I don't come in and pat myself on the back. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a group effort, and we do feel it and we do see it in the community. And I see people who are more engaged now than they ever have been.
Right. And we're just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that you've got this energy. I feel the energy of you just getting started, man.
Right. It's so
really
funny.
Cool.
Every time we get together, everybody's got different ideas and different things that are important to them. So, it's fun.
Right. You actually, at one time, I think it was the State of the City address or something, I walked up and I was excited to say, hey, I've got an idea about this and that. And then and you listened.
I did.
You actually stopped and listened to me. And I thought, oh, okay, this is going to be a cool relationship. I really like this here.
Well, I remember when the pitch was made to conjoin the taste with the music. And I've gone to both events over the years. And I must say, I was even like, I don't know how this is going to work out. But it was really
Yeah.
Incredible. It was an incredible night.
It was a chill night. It really was.
My board did trust me. There was some trepidation on the part, simply because nobody understood how that dynamic was going to work out.
Right.
And quite frankly, neither did Tyler or I. We just knew it was going to be a better together than apart.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you just have to jump out of the plane and hope the chute opens.
And it did.
So just real quick on a personal note, you're going to Hong Kong in a couple of weeks?
I'm leaving in 8 days.
Okay, beautiful. You have a daughter there?
I do. I have a daughter, son-in-law, and a beautiful grandson.
Oh, yeah. I cannot believe you're a grandmother.
Yes.
All right. Well, have a wonderful trip, and I'm going to ask you to call every once in a while and give us reports on Hong Kong.
I will call and give you boots on the ground, up-to-minute reports.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much. And anything else before we go? I do want to once again mention to the audience that there is a sexual harassment training course that we're talking about here, October 22nd at the Boys and Girls Club, and the last chance to register is it today or no?
No. You can register as late as Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're good with that.
Please come. Give it a shot. It'll be a whole lot more fun than computer training.
Paula Hornbuckle Arnold and Don Knepper, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
All right.
We picked this next band for you with our own two hands, not a line of code. New music on KX 93.5.